So we're beginning Tana Deveilio. And we had the whole introduction last week about how this Medrash was compiled, about how Rav Anan, Elio used to visit him, and then one time Rav Anan had a person who tried to bribe him, and he wouldn't accept the bribe. Finally the guy figured out, so to speak, holy way of getting his bribe in, and then he accepted it but wouldn't judge him. He accepted the gift, and he wouldn't judge the person, and he sent him to his friend. And ultimately, there was a misjudgment. Not by Rav Anan's fault directly, he did his best to ensure that that wouldn't happen, but he was held slightly accountable, and then Elio hid from him, etc., as we saw last week. So now we're beginning the Medrash. The Medrash begins with Parshas Bereishis, about how Adam sinned and was chased out of Gan Eden. And one of the major points of Tana Devel Yo is to instill within the readers the love of Hashem and the yearning to do tshuva. That's how the Tov Chaim based upon the Al Sheikh writes that that's one of the main points of this Medrash. So the Medrash begins with the love of Hashem. So the Medrash begins, Vaygavish et Adam. The verse states in the Bereishis that God chased Adam out of Gan Eden. So the verse uses the word Vaygavish. Says the Medrash, Melamed shenatan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu gerushin ki'isha. This comes to teach us that God divorced Adam. He gave him a divorce contract just as one would divorce a wife. So the Medrash is focusing on the word Vayegaresh. And here, this is really giving us two messages. One is that he sent him out of Gan Eden, out of the Garden of Eden, just as a husband, when he divorces his wife, he sends her to on her own. And the second that the Medrash is teaching us, that God, so to speak, gave him a contract, gave him a divorce contract. And the Pasuk says in Yeshaya and Isaiah, Kim avonotechem ayum avdilim b'nechem leben elokechem. The Navi Yeshaya tells the Jewish people, you want to know why you're distant from God? It's your averes that keep you distant. Sometimes people want to be close to God and maintain doing whatever they want. And the Navi teaches us that when a person wants to get close, he has to, so to speak, take off the klipot. You guys are probably familiar with the concept that we say there are peels. And sometimes in order to get to the fruit, like the coconut everyone's attacking now, he has to get rid of the peel in order to get to the fruit. And sometimes, and sometimes the peel is stuck on. But even with the fruit, coconut, you see that the attachment, once you get in between, slowly you can really get it off. So too, the habit the person has before he starts learning how to serve Hashem. So they're, so to speak, they're klipot. They are the peels that will separate him from Hashem. That's the Medrash is saying, thank you. The Medrash is saying that there's gerushin, that there is some kind of contract. There is something separating between a person and Hashem. And that is what Adam did. Adam is the first example. He sinned. The Pasuk says, Vayishken mikerem negan eden et akuvim. God established to the east of Eden these special angels, these kruvim. Kruvim, the Gemara says, comes from the word kiravya, like a child, that the kruvim, these angels, have the face of a child. Now, mikedem, we understand to mean it was to the east of Gan Eden. And the Medrash is going to understand that the word mikedem comes from the word kadum, earlier, like kadima, lakdim. Melamed, the Pasuk is teaching us, shakruvim kadmu l'chol ma'aseh b'reshit, that these kruvim were around even before Eden. Mikedem legan Eden could mean to east of Eden or prior to Eden. So the Medrash is learning that God established these kruvim before he established Gan Eden. And then God set up this sword that rotates so that Adam wouldn't be able to enter Gan Eden, says the Medrash, ve'etlat achel v'mitapechet, that zugeinom, that God established Gehenim, also prior to creation. So let's stop and think. We had seen already in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer on our Thursday night, we had discussed that before God created the world, God said, I have to create the concept of tshuva. And God said the world can't last without tshuva. And now, in Tanah Be'elyo, we're encountering that before God created the world, God said, I also have to create the punishment for a person that sins. Gehenim, Lishmor Eterech, the pasuk says, God established these swords to protect the way to the tree of life. So the major says, Lishmor Eterech, to protect the way, Zod Eterech. That's the way a person should behave. Etzachayim, the way to the tree of life, and the major, the Eterech, Kadmal Etzachayim. Says the way to the tree of life. So the Medrash says first you have the way, then you have the tree of life. Meaning there's a path that leads you to the tree of life. And that path is derech eretz. Person first has to be a nice person to other people. When a person behaves the way he should, and he's a good person, then he's on his way to the tree of life. And that fits in with what we discussed on Friday. That it seems like almost, if not all, the students who get to Machon Meir all have a very strong tendency to be helpful to other people. Everyone here has had in their own way their path, which is what the Medrash is describing. First derech eretz, first to be a good person. And that will lead a person to Etz HaChaim, to the tree of life, to the Torah. Then Etz HaChaim el HaTorah, the tree of life is the Torah, Shneimar Etz HaChaim Mi Lemachzikim Ba. As the verse states, it is the tree of life to those who cling to it. And now the Medrash really begins with Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Blessed is God who is called the place, blessed is He. Does anyone remember where else we say these? Where else do we say this? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Where else do we say the words Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu? Right. At the Seder, we say in the Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. And some say that the idea of saying that is that this is like a blessing to the beginning of the Torah. Say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shantan Torah L'Amo Yisrael. Blessed is the one who gave us the Torah. So in the Seder we're going to start learning Torah. So we begin with this blessing and then we go on to discuss the whole Torah in the Seder. So maybe over here also, Tanit Be'eliyahu wants to begin our learning with so to speak, a blessing. Blessed is God, blessed is He. Shemakir barosh ma sheyeh basof. God knows in advance what's going to be in the end. Umagid me'oshit achrit mikedem asher nasan. He knows how to say from the beginning what's going to be at the end. From way back when, He knows what's going to be done. Yodeh mash nasan mash atid lasot. He knows what's done in the present, and He knows what's going to be done in the future. V'tzofen, He looks forward, l'tova, to good things. God wants to see good in the world. V'notzofel ra'an, He doesn't look forward to bad. Ashir, God, so to speak, is wealthy. V'samech b'chelko, He's happy with what He has. Meaning, God isn't lacking anything. Tanit Be'eliyahu over here is addressing the basic philosophical question, why create a world? God is whole, God isn't lacking, so why create? Why make a change in the status of the world before creation? Uv'chokhmato v'tvunato bara olamo v'echino. And with His wisdom and understanding, He created His world and gave its foundation. V'achar kach bara v'adam. And afterwards He created man. V'hishlicho lefanav. And He threw man out before Him. Meaning, God gave man the potential to do whatever He wants. He threw him out. Now you're on your own. Like you throw kids out of the water, do what you want. God says, I created you, I'm giving you free will, I'm making you godly. You could choose to be a good person, a bad person, it's in your hands. Adam had Tzira Chofshit. He might not have had an internal Yetzara. He had an external Yetzara. He had the snake outside. He still had Tzira Chofshit. He had free choice.
Right, but I mean, in reality, all he knew then was good.
He had a commandment not to eat from the fruit. Seems to be that there was something which was not good.
Well, now that you can tell from good and bad.
Okay, so we could say that his perception of good and bad before eating from the Tzadas was different. It was right and wrong, more than good and bad. True and false. At any rate, God God did give man the potential to do whatever he wants in this world. And God looked through the end of time, all generations, and God foresaw that man's offspring would make him upset, so to speak. God knew he would mess up. Amal, God said, if I hold on to his earlier debt, meaning if I hold on to when man sins his history, the world can't stand. I have to forego the first sin. That's what God did. God said, I'm willing to forego sin. I'm willing to give slicha. I'm willing to forgive. Now we should know that the word slicha is used in modern Hebrew. But in truth, in Tanakh, the word slicha isn't used with reference to any human. The word slicha is only used in reference to God. Because the word slicha means to forgive and wipe the slate clean as though nothing had ever occurred before. No human is capable of doing that. God can do that. So that's why the term slicha is only used in reference to God. And God says,
should we stop saying slicha?
No. Use the terms everyone uses. But you should know the correct meaning of the word slicha is to forgive and make it like nothing ever happened. How do you know that this is the way God runs the world? When the Jews were in the desert, they messed up. God stood up to pass all that they did before. The verse states, we say it every morning, the verse literally means that Moshe was praying and God passed over his face. And the Midrash is learning that the word vayavo isn't referring to God passing over Moshe, but rather al tikli vayavo. Shouldn't understand it that God passed el vayavir. God passed all of our sins from before him. God passed it all from in front of his face. And this is something that, not for the fact that we have tradition, if so, our logic wouldn't dictate it should be so. We can't behave that way. So why should we expect God to behave that way? So that's God. We're not God. God says I could pass everything from before me. And then the Midrash continues to prove it for Mordechai and Esther, and we'll stop over here.